Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. DBS Sparks, an award-winning online miniseries which features episodes inspired by true stories of social enterprises and their respective journeys to success, returned for its second season on the 28th of June, themed Everyday Heroes for a Better World. The miniseries follows a group of bankers who partner up with innovative social enterprises to create a positive social impact on modern society. In the wake of the recently held 8th DBS Marina Regatta, which centered around the urgent need for Singaporeans to adopt a more sustainable lifestyle, the new season emphasizes that focus on sustainability, with the spotlight placed squarely on environmentally friendly social enterprises like EvoWare, Better Barista and Eco Green Energy, and their goals of building a greener future through creative solutions. Money FM 89.3 and myself particularly very thrilled to welcome Adrian Pang, local acting veteran. I love that word, Adrian.
What, the word veteran?
An artistic director at Pandemonium Theatre Company to tell us all about the development process behind DBS Sparks 2, how he got involved in the production of the series, shares how and what his views are on sustainability, banking, finance. Basically, we're going to ask you everything. Welcome
that's
to the show.
That's a lot to cover.
I know.
I might be here for days.
We have time.
You won't.
You know, it is a thrill to have you in the studio. As I said in my introduction earlier, I have fangirled you for years.
Oh, please.
We have been friends for years.
Oh, yes. No, that is true. That is true.
You know, like I said before the microphones went on, when Adrian and I met each other, both our children came up to about our knees.
We're children.
We're children.
Now they're just bigger, but still children.
And they eat more.
They a lot more.
So lot sustainability.
More than I can afford to feed them.
Sustainability to parents like us becomes a real
yeah,
issue.
How do I sustain my kids at this rate?
DBS Sparks, Season 2. It's been around for almost a month now. Tell me everything. How has it been received?
It's been received incredibly well. There's been some great, great feedback. And I think people are really recognizing that these true life stories that are being told are resonating with people in a very profound kind of way and in a very personal way.
Sure.
And especially in the times that we're living in, where we are all facing an environmental crisis globally and in Singapore, it's easy to forget that within our comforts, that this is a very, very real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories that are being told in Sparks, and in particular in Season 2 right now, are stories that are very resonant to all of us. And I think people are really recognizing that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is with sustainability, it's a big issue for me. Mm. I revisit the question of sustainability, how we as Singaporeans... And let's be honest, we've been quite spoiled.
We are. We are very spoiled.
And we're only just waking up to the importance of sustainability. Mm. It's interesting and so timely that DBS chose to adopt this as the overarching theme for Season 2.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So tell me about Everyday Heroes for a Better World.
I think what is particularly unique about this new season, Season 2 of Sparks, is that it is telling the stories of everyday, ordinary people who are recognizing a very urgent need that has to be addressed in our society. And they're taking it upon themselves to do whatever they can to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, DBS is stepping in to aid these causes in a very real, very tangible, very hands-on kind of way. And for me... as you're saying, you know, as a spoiled Singaporean, to realize that there are these people amongst us, they are truly heroes who are actually stepping into the fray and doing these important ground up activities as social enterprises to do good, to make a change. It's very inspiring. It's very inspiring for me, and certainly at this time of my life, as we're saying, you know, as parents to children who are going out into the world, I worry for my kids and the world that they are going to be inheriting.
That we're leaving them.
Exactly.
Right?
We have messed up the world. in so many ways. And this is the legacy that we're leaving for our kids. I've told my two boys, please don't feel any obligation to give me grandchildren, okay? Because the world is ending very soon.
Oh, if you survive it, such a doom.
If you survive it, well done. But don't feel the need to give me grandchildren, because if you you know, this world that we're leaving for you is going to be faced with a lot of challenges. So, so these everyday heroes are doing things that, you know, I think are inspiring all of us to try to
Let's
do
Let's talk
our own
about
ways.
Some of these inspiring heroes. I remember DBS Marina Regatta, the team that put that together, actually put me together with someone who does sustainable farming on rooftops of buildings.
Yes, Bjorn.
Yes,
I believe. Yes.
Him, yes. And I was so inspired by what it is that he does, what it is that him and his group do. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that there are young people like that who feel so close to the message.
Yeah.
You know, so have you learnt anything about sustainability through this season?
Absolutely. The first three episodes, in fact, of season two, one episode addresses the issue of food waste. Mm-hmm. I think Singaporeans, once again, being the spoiled people that we are wasting food at a shameful rate every single day,
right,
at home, out in restaurants, in food courts. Another episode addresses the whole plastic crisis. Mm-hmm. And once again, Singapore is only just waking up to the mess that we have created over generations, and how we have to do something about our plastic situation. And then another episode is about inequality in all sorts of work environments and in our society at large. And I suppose, once again, at this time of my life, I'm just suddenly, you know, to my shame, only just waking up to these very, very real and urgent issues, and to see how DBS is helping these social enterprises try to affect a change in these particular areas makes, I don't know, certainly makes me want to kind of empower myself to try and do something in a small, small way. And really, really, it's a cliche, but it really comes down to every single one of us doing a little bit of something to make a change.
That's absolutely what it is. I mean, the thing is, the excuse of, I'm just one person, how much can I change, isn't valid anymore.
No, it
isn't at all. We're speaking to Adrian Pang, local acting veteran and artistic director. You smile too. Artistic director at Pangdemonium Theatre Company. We're talking about DBS Sparks, an award-winning online miniseries which features episodes inspired by true stories. This season, it's all about sustainability. Now, are there other focuses beyond sustainability through the season?
I believe the next couple of episodes that we're going to be filming very soon also address issues that actually, even for myself, I've never even thought about. One particular one is about the fashion industry and how that multi-billion global industry is generating a lot of waste. And
they're not eco-friendly at all.
Well, there you go. So that is something for us to all kind of wake up to as well. Mm-hmm. And another issue that is very close to my heart is about aging and aging well in our society. I mean, Singapore has an aging society. People are being able to live longer. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think it's very kind of lacking in many sectors about how to care for people efficiently so that they can age with dignity. And, you know, for me, at the age that I am right now, you know, something's got to be done. I would love to be able to age with some dignity as well. So these issues, I think, you know, the fact that a web series like Sparks is bold enough to address themes like this, which I think people are largely afraid to talk about, I think it's very bold. And then at the same time, you know, it forces us to ask questions about ourselves, about what have we not been doing, what can we do, what we have to do as a society and as individuals.
Okay, I'm going to admit that I am guilty of not watching. of Sparks yet. But I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were involved because I wasn't watching it. Now that I'm aware, and these are subjects that are very close to my heart, I will share with everyone right now that you can watch DBS Sparks online at dbs.com/sparks.
Well done.
And I will go ahead and watch it myself.
You better.
Now, what can the general public look at learning from watching DBS Sparks? I mean, clearly the subject matter is important, it's relevant, it's timely. Aging, sustainability, such things. Mm. But what do you think their takeaways are going to be? Are they going to get these messages?
I think what is very clever about the series is that, yes, each episode does tackle a particular so-called issue. And I think a lot of people might be slightly, I suppose, wary about, oh my goodness, I'm going to be lectured at, I'm going to be watching something that's going to teach me a lesson. Do I really want to put myself through it? But what has been very cleverly done with Sparks, the series, is that it's all in little bite-sized 10-minute segments. And each one is told through a story, a very compelling, very personal, very intimate story about real human beings, the kind of crack A-team of these bankers and financial advisors from Team DBS. They're all these young, energetic millennials, if you like, who I think everybody can kind of relate to. And as well as the clients, these people who are starting up these social enterprises, they're real people that are also very relatable. And we see these individuals not just as their work personas. We get to know them and care about them episode after episode because they are real people with real problems, real personal problems. There's a lot of kind of romantic intrigue and personal problems. All that kind of stuff all gets weaved into this very compelling, intriguing storytelling.
So it's not a lecture.
It's not at all. At the end of it, you watch it, you, like I said, you care about these characters. You care about what they are so passionate about as well. And at the end, you come away having been told a very, very exciting and compelling story.
Right.
And at the same time, I think it also makes you realize, oh, yeah, there is that thing as well that they were trying to do, that they worked so hard to achieve, and that relates to me.
Mm-hmm.
So in a very, it's a very clever storytelling way, and for myself as an actor, and as you pointed out, as artistic director of Pangamon Theatre Company, I'm all about stories, and that's why my involvement in Sparks, the series, was a very...
I was going to ask why did you get involved? You're a veteran.
Because I'm a veteran.
You are highly respected in the industry. You can pick and choose your projects.
Hey,
why this one?
Because when it was pitched to me, the whole idea of tackling important subjects through storytelling appealed to me, like I said, as an actor. And actually, interestingly enough, just as a little kind of segue,
tangent,
I suppose, I have to express my gratitude to DBS as well for being a sponsor of Pangamon Theatre Company's current season as well as our next season, because, and this was told to me, I'm not putting words in everybody's mouth, this was told to me because they recognize that as Pangamonium, we also passionately believe in telling stories and within these stories, tackling issues, if you like, that resonate and that are very important for all of us to embrace and take action with. For example, our upcoming production, Urinetown, the musical, is a musical comedy. Hilarious. But
if you don't say so yourself.
but at the heart of it, it's got, it tackles an ecological theme that is very, very urgent. And it also tackles inequality in a very kind of insidious kind of way through this through storytelling,
right? Which is another important message.
Exactly. And so, we've been very, very fortunate that DBS, I suppose, recognizes that Pangamonium's work is worth supporting as well. So we're very, very grateful. You're in town opening at the Drama Centre very soon. Tickets already on sale.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to give you an opportunity to do that. I was going to ask you what was next. But what I heard, you know, my big takeaway from what you just said was that this relationship between DBS and Pangdemonium is growing, and there's a great synergy because there is a shared passion for the story, but passion for the message.
I believe so. And as I said, you know, I've always wanted to be careful about being that company that is the message company or mm-hmm. the issue company. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're about, certainly speaking for myself. We're all about storytelling. And it's just wonderful, I think, that DBS has latched on to that idea as well. Connecting with people through storytelling. And the most amazing thing is, well, all these stories are based on real events, on real people. And if certainly for myself, if not for being involved mm-hmm. in Sparks and this series being available online for people to indulge in, these everyday heroes would, you know, go unrecognized. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, this series is acknowledging the efforts. And it is an effort. It's going to be an ongoing effort. All these social enterprises starting up to you know, take action on these issues. We've only just begun. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Okay, so just to reiterate, if for somebody who's just joined us, the second season of DBS Sparks started on the 28th of June. It is themed Everyday Heroes for a Better World. The miniseries follows a group of bankers who partner up with innovative social enterprises to create a positive social impact on modern society. One of the big themes has been sustainability. You can watch DBS Sparks online at dbs.com/sparks if you haven't already started, like myself. But I will, over the weekend, binge watch. How's that?
Absolutely, yes. Binge watch is the way to do things these days.
All right. We've been speaking to Adrian Pang, local acting, I'll say it one more time,
veteran
and artistic director at Pangdemonium Theatre Company. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For coming this. On and talking. It's great to see you again.
I hope
we don't have to wait like 10 years for another chat.
Exactly. We've got to do this more often.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.